punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I guess I need to learn to turn around and talk to Aaron, even though he doesn't talk back. At least I can talk to him. My voice will be ready for when I come on the show. So that's how that goes. Well, looks like weather is in our forecast. First, some sad news. As you guys know, my partner in crime on Tuesday is Lacey Swope from Channel 9. And she's in the family way, and her doctor's appointment got canceled from yesterday or tomorrow and got moved back. She's in her doctor's appointment now. So she she can't join me. So all apologies, but, you know, hey, I'd rather her be safe than sorry on being out tomorrow in this crazy weather we got going on. Currently, it is 53 degrees. Winds are out of the southeast at 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15. Humidity 69. Be a good day to be out quail hunting. A lot of moisture. The dogs could hunt all day in this. But we got moisture. The forecast has changed. I'll update you guys. Well, let me just go ahead and do it right now. I'll update you a little bit on the advisories. How's that? Not the forecast. I don't know how it is, but our whole listening area, if you can hear me in our listening area on the radio on KCO, our whole area is under a winter weather advisory. The rest of the state is under a winter storm warning. So Texas, a lot of the Texas Panhandle, Roger Mills, Dewey, Custer, Warsaw, Beckham, Greer, Kiowa, Harmon, and Jackson, we are only under a winter weather advisory. Look like some of the moisture changed, and it's going to track a little bit to the north of us, headed southeast. We're still going to get some snow and stuff, but the likelihood of ice has kind of went out the door, according to all the weather people, because the upper airflow is colder now, so there won't be any ice. It'll just switch from sleet to snow or snow to sleet, however they want to do it, but looks like our chances for ice are pretty slim. That doesn't mean it won't happen, because you know how winter storms are. Also, heads up, everybody. I don't want to be pessimistic because I'm an optimistic guy, but make sure you have a good record book on what's going on with your cattle out in the pasture right now. In case something does happen, the cold, or this is a winter storm. So if you got any calves that you lose during this winter storm, keep a very good record of it. And because remember what happened last year in that 2-week winter storm we got, there was some government money come available, but you have to have pictures of the animal and it has to be date stamped. So be sure you got good records just in case something bad happens tonight through Friday, because it's still going to get cold. Just because the ice ain't coming doesn't mean it's not going to get cold. So we'll go with that. So make sure you have good records for your FSA in each county. Well, the wheat come back up a little bit after taking a dive yesterday. As of an hour ago in Oklahoma, cash prices on hard red winter wheat is $7.51. Corn $6.37, Milo is $6.35, soybeans at $14.14 a bushel, oats is at $7.12, and cotton is at $1.27. Man, the oats and the cotton, they're doing good. I mean, it wasn't but about a week, 10 days ago that oats were like $6.09. They were taking a dive, and now all of a sudden, I'm sure it's because of the a lot of people might be planting oats this spring. I don't know. Might not. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading amidst ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine, two of the world's biggest exporters of the grain. Officials from the United States and Russia will make another bid at diplomacy to avoid any sort of physical conflict in Ukraine. Russia has amassed more than 100,000 troops along the border with Ukraine, while troops and other enlistees on the Ukraine side prepare for an invasion. The U.S. and Russia traded barbs at the meeting at the United Nations Security Council. The U.S. and Russia would face a horrific outcome if they invaded Ukraine, while Moscow accused Washington of overblowing the situation. Russia is the world's largest exporter of wheat and is forecasted by the United States Department of Agriculture to ship 35 million metric tons of grain to overseas buyers in 2021-22. Ukraine is the third biggest shipper of the grain. Australia is second and is expected to export 24.2 million metric tons of wheat in the current marketing year. The U.S. is projected to be the fourth largest shipper at 22.5 million tons. Wheat for March delivery added 6.25 to 767.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City rose 4.25 to $7.85 a bushel. Soybean futures for March delivery fell 1.75 to 14.88¾ a bushel. Soy meal was up 2.10 to $421 even for a short ton. And soybean oil futures lost 0.29 cents to 64.53 cents a pound. Corn futures for March delivery gained 0.25 cents and is now at $6.26¼ a bushel. Well, inspections of soybeans for export were higher week to week, while grain assessments declined, according to our buddies at the USDA. Soybean inspections in 7 days that ended on January 27th totaled 1.41 million metric tons, and that's up from 1.35 million metric tons last week. That's still down from the 1.9 million tons assessed during the same week a year earlier. Corn inspections, meanwhile, declined to 1.04 million metric tons. From 1.19 million tons a week earlier, the government said. The total also was down from 1.12 million tons assessed last year. Examinations of wheat for offshore delivery dropped to 361,375 metric tons from 411,000 tons last week and 414,000 tons same point last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the government has examined 36.3 million metric tons of soybean for export, and that's down from 47.5 million metric tons from last year. Corn inspections since the beginning of September are now at 17.5 million metric tons, and that's down from 20 million tons in the same period last year. Wheat assessments since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st now stand at 13.6 million metric tons, and that's down from 16.6 million metric tons, same point last year. Well, on to weather here. Blizzard warnings. This is a big storm. This is a monster storm. Blizzard warnings, winter storm warnings, and winter weather advisories have been issued for several parts of the United States as winter flexes its muscle, according to the National Weather Service. More snow and strong winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour expected this morning in parts of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, according to the National Weather Service earlier this morning. Blizzard warnings remain in effect till 9 a.m. local time. Further south, winter storm warnings have been issued for a large chunk of land stretching from eastern Colorado through Missouri and northeast into northern Ohio. In the eastern Missouri and western Illinois, forecasts call up for 10 inches of snow overnight tonight, with locally higher amounts possible. Sleet is possible with accumulations up to 0.75 inch. In other words, in Okie terms, that's 0.75 inch. Winds will gust as high as 35 miles an hour. in northern Indiana and southern Michigan. Anywhere from 10 to 20 inches of snow is expected starting overnight tonight and lasting through most of Thursday. Rain will change to snow from the northwest to the southeast tonight. This will be a long-duration snow event with periods of moderate to heavy snow. I think the last I seen, we had been switched to the up to 3 to 4 inch area, and the weather's changing every minute, so I guess we'll know when it hits. I know one thing hasn't changed. It's going to be cold. That wind, when it's out of the northeast, it is miserable. Well, coming up in my next segment, I'm going to give you some prices on live cattle, feeder cattle, lean hogs, talk a little bit about some of the sales that we've had since last Friday. It looks like the heavier weight calves are down, but I've got the sale barn receipts from Texas and Oklahoma, and I got some receipts from Elk City and Clinton. While I'm remembering, Hobart Stockyards will not be having their sale tomorrow because of the weather. And the sheep and goat sale is still a go, but it can change Friday. We just got to see how bad this storm is. But as for right now, the sheep and goat sale is still a go at the Hobart Stockyards. The text line was wide open. 225-9697, 580-225-9697. Got anything you want to talk about today? Any comments? We had a earthquake yesterday during the show up there at Medford. I think it was 4.4, 4.6. That was because Jimmy and Debbie Davis was on the show with me yesterday, and they were talking about cattle, so the ground just rumbled when they started talking about Angus cattle. So anyway, I'm so glad they came on yesterday. That was a great time, great conversation. I hadn't sat down that long with Jimmy in a lot of years, but anyway, it was fun. Well, we'll get back. Also, today is Tuesday Hay Days. I got the hay report coming out. Anybody got any hay they want to sell? Or they need to buy, they're in a bind, or they want to sell some, 580-225-9697, and I will announce it in the last segment of the show today if you got some hay for sale, because I know there's that one guy out there that goes, oh man, I didn't think we'd have any winter this year. I didn't buy any extra hay. Well, guess what? Winter's here, and it's far from over. We got the whole month of February to go. We'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
My background is in AI service. If you're doing that, you're more progressive. You're not going to the sale barn and buying a bull for the cheapest you can get. You're searching for better genetics. You're searching for a better quality product. Just like, do you go down to the used car store and buy the car with all the dents and dings, or do you want the new car? We decided we'd start building our own pretty vehicles rather than going paying the price for the pretty vehicle. B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 31st. 2,093 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 423 brought 212. 26 at 626 brought 163. 12 at 759 brought 157. 13 at 823 brought 153.50. 16 at 887 brought 151.75. 3 head of heifers at 442 brought 155. 6 at 641 brought 149. 25 at 743 brought 147. 13 at 844 brought 145.50. 11 at 885 brought 139.50. Butcher cows were 23 to 90, butcher bulls 96 to 104, bred cows 600 to 1125. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, a little update from the Thank you so much yesterday for participating in on the text line on the question that I asked yesterday. What you do when you're feeding, do you get for a winter storm? Do you just go about your normal procedure, or do you get some extra hay put out there just in case something bad goes wrong? Like, I call it like preparing for the worst. But my buddy, he was that I was talking about yesterday, and I didn't mention his name. One of these days I might mention his name, but he was, I'm telling you, from being in Vietnam and Desert Storm, it's affecting his, I'm pretty sure I seen him in a bunker over there because I was over there with him. I'm pretty sure I seen him in there opening some bottle of nerve agent. So he's probably got some either nerve or biological chemical warfare stuff going on in that brain of his. But anyway, he said, I don't care if 5,000 people would have texted in, he was sticking with his guns, and for me to shut up and move along with the show. So that's what I'm going to do. So anyway, it was all fun. Speaking of yesterday morning, I had a bright, bubbly little calf coming out of a Simmental mom. Good to go yesterday afternoon. I lost the calf. The legs were in backwards, but she, it was one of those deals. The signs wasn't there. Got her to the, I seen, and finally she seen a contraction. I mean, there was no water come out, no contraction. And then I seen a contraction and I seen the tongue. So we loaded up in the trailer real quick and took her up to see Dr. Mouse at Stockman's there on South Main in Elk. And we were just probably an hour late, so I guess I'll take the blame on that one. But it's back legs were bent back at the knee, and she is a small calf. That's what we was planning on. But anyway, my fault. Well, she did a great job. All kidding aside, her and her staff, they got it going on. They got teamwork. Matter of fact, they made me work yesterday. I got to hold the tail. Here, Jimmy, Dr. Mouse, here, Jimmy, be useful. Hold this tail for me. Hour later, she said, yeah, you can put it down. I was done 30 minutes ago. But anyway, I got to brag on her. And today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Hat Day on the Today in Ag Show. So the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic, that's run by Dr. Taylor Mouse. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners, and I'm one of them, in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main, right here in Elk City. Easy to find. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features a pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on the site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor and outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls, except for yesterday. She had a whole yard full up there. She said, come on, bring it in, Jimmy. We're only a couple miles, so it wasn't no big deal. And they provide 24-hour emergency service for all species. 225-0200, 580-225-0200, or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows, and they do care. So anyway, I had a good experience with them yesterday, except for my calf, but that was my fault, not anybody else's. Well, live cattle are up February 139.85, April 144.65, June 139.35. Feeder cattle are steady. March 162.50, April 167.85. Lean hogs are up. After taking a dive last week, they're come back up, and they're a little higher than what they were last week. February 88.10, April 95, 75, and May's 105. So everything's looking good on the futures on stuff like that. And then I'll go over some of the Woodward Livestock Auction is having their weekly cow and bull sale going on right now. I'll have you guys update on that tomorrow during the noon show. Some of the steers from Elk City, I'll do that next segment. I want to do that next segment. Anyway, I'll do that with my cattle. Right now, I want to get to the hay. Well, the markets look like, from what I'm seeing, are up a little bit. Not much, $5, $10 here. But on the alfalfa, let's just do our state and the surrounding states that touch us. Kansas on premium is $175 to $280, $280 being delivered. $160 to $180 on good alfalfa. That's delivered on the $180. Then we got this one. No, that was Iowa. Sorry. My bifocals was not focused right. Kansas, $175 to $300, and it doesn't have a D by it. $140 to $220 on good. And let's go to Missouri, $160 to $250 on the premium, $120 to $160 on the good. They're going to need it because if they get 10 inches of snow tomorrow, that's going to be, they're going to need some alfalfa delivered over there. So you guys got some alfalfa left to sell. Get ready to get it done. Oklahoma, $185 to $215. That $215 being delivered. $130 to $176 on that good. And let's go to Texas. $235 to $325, both those being delivered. And on the good, $225 to $260 delivered. On grass hays, let's go with Kansas. $110 to $130 on premium, $60 to $175 on good. Missouri, $140 on premium, $80 to $100 per ton on the good. And Oklahoma, $90 to $145, and that's delivered. But I know some pretty good middle of 99 grass right now. Big bales going for $140 to $150 a ton, and that's not delivered. $75 to $100 on good. Texas, $160 to $330 on premium, and $120 to $265 on good. And then it's in the state of Texas. So it looks like the hay's creeping up just a little bit, and I'm sure winter storms and droughts is making that happen right now because we are still in a drought, and I'll talk about that with Dr. Peel here in just a little bit on the cow-calf corner on the drought and what how it's affecting us, and we all know how it is, but hey, need to talk about it. One more thing about alfalfa. You know, producers may be digging deep in their pockets to purchase fertilizer this year. However, such an investment might not be necessary for fields where corn and small grains follow alfalfa. And I did have some ground tested with some we just got rid of the alfalfa early last year, and it actually had somewhere around 50 to 70 pounds of nitrogen in the ground that we hadn't added. So it makes a difference. These crops can meet their nutrient needs by assessing nitrogen that has been fixed into the soil. To understand the effects of legume nitrogen credits, researchers from the Utah State University Extension conducted studies on first and second year corn and small grain fields planted after alfalfa in a rotation. Data on the crop yield and quality was used to determine if applying nitrogen in these situations would become economically justifiable. During that research, put on by Utah State University, Earl Creech presented results from a multi-year study in which four fertilizer treatments was administered to two fields of first-year corn following alfalfa. Nitrogen was applied as ammonium nitrate at planting in the rates of 0, 50, 100, and 200 pounds per acre. Months later, corn silage yields were reported to be 27.9, 28.3, and 29.1 and 29.2 tons per acre. What we saw was there was a nitrogen response, but it was not wasn't significant, the extension agronomist stated. The caught our interest because most growers who are following alfalfa with corn in this state are applying 150 to 175 pounds of nitrogen per acre for corn. To expand upon these findings, the experiment was replicated on 36 more fields in 10 different counties across Utah. 27 of these sites out of 36 were first-year corn fields and 9 were second-year corn fields. The preceding alfalfa stands also ranged in age, condition, and quality. Nonetheless, the pool data was similar to that of the original study. There is no economic benefit to applying nitrogen to first-year corn grown after alfalfa. Can you imagine how much money you'd save this year doing that? In the case of our recommendations, it's probably wise to apply a little bit of nitrogen to second-year corn, but even after 2 years out, most of the fields were not responsive to it. Soil samples were taken to determine how much of the nutrient was present in the first 3 feet of the fields. This amount was added up to 30% of non-available nitrogen that was estimated to have materialized between planting and harvest. If we sum it all up, the alfalfa provided 334 pounds of available nitrogen on average over the course of the growing season. That's why we've seen little to no effect of nitrogen additions to the corn when grown after alfalfa. So there you go. There is my alfalfa tip of the week. I will honestly tell you that I take care of a pivot of hay over there south of Sayre, back towards Spring Creek. After 6 years of that alfalfa, he's been doing rye and wheat. And I can tell you, even if he applies nitrogen over that whole field, except for his alfalfa field where it was, 3 years later, I can still tell the difference in the wheat or rye, whichever he has on there. When I'm swathing back and forth, it's unreal how much more hay that thing makes where the alfalfa was for 6 years. So it makes a world of difference. So that's a true story. That's the reason why I read it to you, because it caught my interest, because I've seen that somewhere before. Yeah, right over there south of Sayre. Well, when I get back, we'll talk some cattle receipts from Texas and Oklahoma statewide. Talk a little bit about Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction on their deal yesterday and Elk City's Friday. So I'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Mine Money Tracker is a function on our mobile banking app. We started with a template, but it really was in the hands of First National to customize the app to be what it wants to be. As more things come out, as reality changes, as the world changes, the app will constantly be updated with new functionalities so that budgeting can still be made easy and can still be right at your fingertips, because that's our goal at First National, is to give you access to your money at all times.
I'm Kelsey Werner, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Always a smart one in the bunch. Awesome picture of you and your twin on the right back screen. Thank you. Appreciate it. I love my Reba. You make fun of me and her all you want, but down deep, her and I are bonded. So don't worry about it. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Hey, here you go, because I get this all the time. For sale, small square bales of alfalfa hay, horse quality, $10 per bale, 580-450-6751. 450-6751. I said it slow that time. Better jump on that price, and you better jump on that square bales alfalfa, because that's a really super good price. And thank you for texting that in for me. And then another one text come in, and I can't reiterate this. And I'm not going to say I've never been guilty of it, but I try not to be guilty of it. Just want to remind people that the wrap off the hay goes into the trash and not in the bar ditch. Thank you. Yes, as farmers and ranchers, we could do a lot better job with that wrap, because that wrap is hard on stuff. So if you guys will take an extra minute to weight it down and put it in the truck to keep America clean, if you would. Anyway, there we go on that deal. All right, let's go to the Texas Oklahoma Weekly Livestock Auction Summaries. You want to? Compared to last week, yearling steers and heifers sold steady to weak on limited comparable sales. Lightweight stocker calves sold with a higher undertone. Trade activity was light to moderate on moderate demand. Most of the trading area received some much-needed snowfall midweek with hampered cattle movement. So last week in Texas, 5,209 head were sold, and that was compared down 1,500 from last week, 6,747. Feeder cattle, 84% of that. Slaughter cattle was 12% of that. And the replacement cattle was 3.2%. Let's see what some of the steers were bringing in Texas last week. Let's go with some 400 to 447, average 418 was bringing $1.90 to $2.24, and average price was $2.15. Awesome price. Then they had some 413s that sold for $2.33 a pound. 500 weights, 523 average, $1.99. Average price was $1.94. And then we got some 6 weights. Actually, we got about 116 of those 6 weights. They brought 150 to 8 to 172, average price of 169. 7 to 8 weights, 153 to 158, average price 156. And then get up into the 8 weights, they were bringing around $1.46. So your heavier calves were down slightly last week, and they look like they're down a little bit this week. This weather's going to kind of screw some. I think El Reno was having their sale today instead of tomorrow. Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers $2 to $5 lower, feeder heifers $2 to $3 lower, demand moderate for feeder cattle, steer calves ready or was steady, and some of them was $2 lower, heifer calves sold steady to $4 higher. Demand was moderate to good for calves. Much of Oklahoma remains in the some level of drought, with western Oklahoma and the panhandle seeing the worst. Snow moved across the state this week, however, not really enough to put a dent in that drought. I got 4 to 5 inches down there at Willow. It settled the dust, so I'll take it. It was nice. It still is. Slaughter rates continue lackluster as slaughter cattle prices move slightly lower. And to add to it, box beef seemed to hit its ceiling and trended lower on the week. Slaughter cows $2 to $6 higher, slaughter bulls $5 higher, and packer demand was good and improved as numbers of cows tighten. So 36,646 head sold in Oklahoma. That was down 2,000 head from last week. Looks like this is a little different than last week. Feeder cattle was 34,000 of those, 93%, 94%. Slaughter cattle was 1,708 head. That was 4.7%. And replacement cattle was 1.7%. So Oklahoma prices, here's some 279 average, brought anywhere from 205 to 235, with the average price being 228. And then here's some 330-pounders, brought anywhere from $1.91 to $2.38, with $2.15 being the average. And then we got some, the three, two and three weights were good, even the four weights. Here's some 428 average weight, anywhere from $1.85 to $2.35, $2.08.19 was the average. Some more four weights, getting close, 485, 197 to 210, 201.67. And then we had lots of the five weights, 528 average, and they were anywhere from $1.72 to $2.09, $192.36 per hundredweight was their average. And that's it. That's what we got on that. So it seems like the cattle market is doing really good. The get back to this. Guy texts me during the show. They always do. And we get back here to Brandon. There we go. Clinton, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. They sold a little over 2,000 head yesterday on the steers. Four weights were bringing anywhere from 203 to 212. On the five weights, anywhere from $1.84 to 203. Pretty good on the five weights. But six weights and the seven weights are where they're taking the hit. And they were averaging around at 160. And then we had some eight weights in there. There's some in there bringing $1.52. So, and on the heifers, four weights were bringing $1.55. Looks like any weight a heifer you had in there looks to me was you can bring them from $1.40 to $1.55. Wasn't a lot of difference in any of the weight classes on the heifers. But their butcher bulls over at Clinton was 96 to 104. And butcher cows was up to 90 cents a pound on that. So anyway, cattle market's holding steady pretty much for the most part, except for maybe the heavier weight feeders. So anyway, it's looking all right out there, guys. We'll keep it coming. We got to worry about wheat pasture and this drought, and that's going to start affecting a lot of stuff pretty soon on cattle prices, I'm afraid. But there are some reports out on our herd's down 2%. Because we're not the only one in a drought. Basically, everything west of the Mississippi, except for parts of Iowa and Illinois and stuff, are in a drought. So when I get back, I'm going to give you the Long Ranger, and we'll take it from there. Hey, I want to welcome, before I leave for break, I want to welcome a new sponsor to the show. Thank you very much. Up there at Viside, Oklahoma, Everett's Welding and Repair. Thank you so much for being part of my show. And we got a new one, another one coming your way. You guys will just have to wait till I announce it. It's coming our way. So anyway, it's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in HiPro Feeds. At HiPro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local HiPro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks, see their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, you guys, you know, I'm streaming live on Facebook. I'm also streaming live on KECOFM.com. You can see us streaming there. And I got some good news. I don't have any tails in the air out there where my heifers is. My buddy was just out there checking them for me. Sorry. Got sidetracked there for a second. My boss told me the other day to quit getting sidetracked. But, hey, it's important. I got 32 more heifers to go. And guess what? They're all looking like today, tonight, and tomorrow, of course, with the weather change. But, anyway, I'm excited about that. Man. It's good news. Well, anyway, the weather forecast does not look too bright. Tomorrow may be a good fishing day, so get all your feeding done today so you can go fishing. All joking aside, I've been out on some really crappy days. Notice how I put the crappy in there to go crappie fishing and did really well. If you got the gear to put on to keep the wind off of you and your little trick I learned up in Kansas, because we fished on ice a lot up there, is to put those hand warmers around the end eye on your fishing pole. That way when you're reeling in, that ice don't freeze on that end eye. So there's your Jimmy's fishing tip of the week. How's that? Well, the weather, 54 degrees, humidity 61. She's damp out there. The winds are south, 9 miles an hour, gusting up to 14. We are in our listening area. We are under a winter weather advisory. Not a warning. The rest of the state of Oklahoma, including the panhandle, is under a warning. We are under an advisory unless it changes. So just keep an eye on the storm and be cool. Today, mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. We're almost there. Tonight, chance of freezing rain. And I think they've updated that a little bit. This should be updated, but I don't know that we're going to have any freezing rain. We might have some sleet, but mainly snow. Tomorrow, 26 for a high. Northeast winds 21 to 23 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 with an 80% chance of snow. Tomorrow night, 80% chance of snow. 9 for a low, with our winds still continuing out of the north at 21 to 23, gusting up out of 30 miles an hour. Thursday, 50% chance of snow, 15 for a high. North winds 21 to 22. Thursday night, it's going to get chilly again, 6 degrees. The winds are going to start calming down. And Friday, 31 degrees for a high, low winds. And Saturday, sunny and 37. That'll feel like a heat wave compared to what tomorrow and the next day is, with the wind switching up out of the south. So there is your... Yep, they just updated and still got freezing rain in the forecast tonight. But anyway, it shouldn't be too bad. Well, where do you want to start at? Let's start right here with the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 44th Annual All-Breed Bull Sale coming up this Saturday, and it's still a go. I text before the show. Right now, it's still a go, and they do have an alternate date for a week from this coming Saturday, but it starts at 12:15. They have Mollet Angus, Boswell Cattle Company, and Golf Lessons, Jenkins Angus Cattle, Ackerson Farms, Brookshire Farms, Black Hereford Ranch, Maury White, 5D Cattle, TJ Torrell, Jason Brown, Newman Ranch, Rounds Cattle Company, Lazy S, Chris Barton Farms, Paul Keith, Beer Cattle, Blake Holly, Brink Angus, Merle Farms, 65 plus breeding age bulls, registered and commercial. This Saturday, go, don't miss it. If the heifers ain't giving me issues, I might sneak up there since I ain't that far from there. But anyway, you got any questions, you can call Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366. Angus, semi-Angus, red Angus, Hereford, black Hereford, Charolais, they got it going on. So anyway, don't miss that bull sale. Also, we got one coming up towards the end of the month up at Quartermaster Creek with Mr. Schweitzer up there. Their spring bull sale, Wednesday, February 23rd at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy. And looks like they're selling 145 two-year-old bulls. So there's lots going on. There's lots of bull sales going on. As Jim Davis said in here yesterday, he said he promised you all these cattlemen are answering their phones right now because this is a everybody's got to get ready for late April and early May turning bulls out. We got that going on. Well, little not so bright news, but in the cow-calf corner from Dr. Peel, the drought is expanding in the country, and we know this. While much of the Intermountain West and the Southwest and parts of the Northern Plains have been in a drought for much of the last past 18 months or more, drought is expanding dramatically now into the Central and Southern Plains. The drought monitor tracks drought conditions in categories from D0, which is abnormally dry, to D4, exceptionally drought. And we have some in Oklahoma. Basically, a whole panhandle of Oklahoma is in the D4, and we're in the D3. The five categories can be combined in a single index number known as the Drought Severity and Coverage Index, which is the DSCI. The DSCI can range anywhere from value from 0 to 500. The current national DSCI is 176 and has ranged from as low as 164 to a high of 188 for the past year. The U.S. has continuously had a DSCI over the 100 since July of 2020 and over 150 since October of 2020. Prior to that, our DSI, last time the DSCI was over 150 was in September of 2013, and we all remember what was going on there. While the DSCI is a useful single index value, it can mask changes in the drought. Compared to 1 year ago, drought across our country is more widespread, and the pockets of more severe drought are smaller. Currently, 70.87% of the country is in a D0 or worse compared to 64.68% 1 year ago. However, the current percent of the D3, D4 is 12.21% compared to 20.38% last year. So that's good. The D4 category alone is currently 1.32% compared to 8.79% 1 year ago. Last but not least, the national DSCI also masks regional variation and the regional changes in drought over time. While the national DSCI has maintained an elevated but relatively narrow range for the past year, regional drought conditions vary widely as shown in the following examples. Parts of the Southwest and the Southern Rocky Mountain regions experienced severe drought in 2020 with limited improvement in 2021, but with persistent drought. New Mexico has a current DSCI of 307 and has been above 200 since July of 2020. The New Mexico DSCI peaked at 436 for several weeks about 1 year ago. North Dakota had a DSCI of 249 1 year ago, and it peaked out at 393 in May of 2021. And that wasn't very long ago, but they are now currently at 171. So they've come way down, and I'm glad. Montana has a current DSCI of 321 and has been above 300 since last July. So there you have it. This is not the greatest news in the world, but we got to talk about it. It's happened to us, and Dr. Peel explains it pretty good right there. I hope I duplicated him and did really well on that deal on that for you. And anyway, we got, what else we got? Farmers, Trouble Brewing, Yes, trouble's brewing in Brazil. Agribusiness and AgSource on Monday trimmed their forecast for the Brazil 21-22 soybean crop due to bad weather, estimating the expected output was below the 130 million ton threshold. So that's why soybeans are up in the 14-41 range. So our feed prices are going to continue to probably slowly come up or steady out anyway. I hopefully start coming down a little bit because right now it's pretty tough out there feeding out stuff. So guys got to use your head and do all the do. You guys need to get out there and take care of your animals. I'm leaving here as soon as I get this show uploaded. Go check my heifers again. I got to get some feed out. Come back and check the heifers. And then my wife's got something that I drastically got to do at 5 o'clock today, so I can't wait to see what that is. We're meeting at a bar. That's a good sign, but I don't need to be under the influence of alcohol when I go to check the heifer. So anyway, we'll see what happens. You guys have a great day. Be careful out there. Get everything taken care of. Turn your heat lamps on in the well houses because it's starting tonight, it's going to get cold, and it's not going to warm up till at least Saturday or Sunday above freezing. So be prepared for the worst. You guys have a great day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO. God bless.
The commercials have lost power. We've got to go back to the music, Captain.
Can you increase your power?
Here we go. Another long set of countries starts now.